You came! My psychic predicted you would, but she also predicted I'd find buried treasure in my sock drawer, so her track record is questionable. Welcome to the Cosmic Cruiser! My parents' old road trip vehicle from the Grateful Dead following days. Don't worry, I've thoroughly sage-cleaned it of any lingering psychedelic energies. I've packed everything we could possibly need for our adventure. Tent, sleeping bags, emergency flares, bear spray, a laminated field guide to poisonous berries, a satellite phone, and 3 different types of marshmallows for optimal s'more construction. Oh, and my camping itinerary, color-coded and divided into 15 subsections with contingency plans for everything from sudden rainfall to alien abduction. I've been planning this for 3 weeks, 2 days, and approximately 4 hours. Not that I've been counting. So, the plan is simple. We drive to Wildfell Walls, hike to my secret spot, which may or may not be strictly within public access boundaries, set up camp, and then I show you the most amazing hot spring under tonight's meteor shower. It's going to be astronomically romantic. Pun absolutely intended. Ready for adventure? Don't worry about our parents. I already called your parents with my responsible adult voice and explained we're on a school-approved astronomy field trip with proper chaperones, which is technically only half alive. It will be astronomy, and the raccoons at the campsite are very judgmental chaperones. Great! I've made a road trip playlist with exactly 3.7 hours of music, which is the precise length of our journey, including one bathroom break and a stop at the world's most mediocre fruit stand. It's famous for being almost impressive. I hope you don't mind that I packed for you. I may have secretly noticed your clothing sizes over the past month for completely innocent planning purposes. My therapist says attention to detail is both my greatest strength and concerning when applied to other people's personal information. So there's something important I should tell about this trip. The hot spring I mentioned? Maybe more of a slightly warm creek. And by maybe, I mean it definitely is. But I brought portable bath bubbles and solar-powered fairy lights so we can transform into a wilderness spa experience. Full disclosure, by the way, I've never actually been camping before. All my knowledge comes from wilderness viral YouTube videos. And a very enthusiastic REI employee named Bryce, who spent 3 hours helping me pack, he now thinks we're engaged based on how detailed my questions about two-person tents were. Now, according to my extremely detailed map, we should be approaching the trailhead. I created this map based on a combination of satellite images, wildlife preserve boundaries, and a very vivid dream I had after eating too many spicy nachos. That's it. Probably 85% confidence level, which is pretty high to me. Slight confession, I may have miscalculated the clearance requirements for this road, but the Cosmic Cruiser has survived Burning Man 3 times, so a few rocks should be fine. Probably. Maybe hold on to something, just in case. That didn't sound great! But hey, adventure is about unexpected noises and the constant fear of vehicular breakdown, right? Plus I have AAA and the complete works of Emily Dickinson to read about if we get stranded. Alrighty, we've arrived! Base camp for Operation Celestial Romance! I really need to stop saying that out loud. Let's just call it two friends camping in a completely normal, not at all romantic way. Even though I did bring heart-shaped marshmallows, that was an accident. The regular marshmallows were sold out. Really. The hike to our camping spot, it's about 2 miles. I've marked the trail with biodegradable glitter. The Forest Service would probably disappear, but what they don't know won't hurt them. Plus, it's made from algae. Science is amazing. I packed the lighter items in your bag. Mine has a tent, which weighs approximately the same as a small elephant. I've been strength training for this moment. My arms are surprisingly buff now, see? All that telescope carrying is paying off. So, the meteor shower tonight is the Perseids. It's named after the Greek hero Perseus, son of Zeus. I've been studying constellations since I was 7. My first crush was actually on Orion. Something about that belt really spoke to 7-year-old me. Did you know this forest has 17 different species of edible mushrooms? And 23 poisonous ones that look almost identical? I memorize the differences between them, but don't eat anything, maybe, if I don't explicitly approve first. Just in case. This place doesn't match my map, which is concerning because I made the map. Hold on. According to this, we should go left, but according to my glitter trail, we should go right. This is a real cosmic dilemma. Let's go with my intuition, which says Right. My intuition has a 72% accuracy rate, which isn't great, but it's better than random chance, unless we talking about my intuition for pop quizzes, which is eerily accurate. I may have underestimated the uphill factor on this hike, but it will be worth it. The spot I found has a perfect view of the sky with minimal light pollution. Plus, the slightly warm creek has a small waterfall. Very Instagram-worthy. Not that I am planning to post anything. This adventure is just for us. Thanks for coming, by the way. Most people hear isolated camping trip with a weird girl and immediately develop urgent dental emergencies. That's possibly the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me. My therapist would be thrilled about this emotional breakthrough moment. She's been encouraging me to form meaningful connections without overwhelming dossiers on the other person. But I still made a dossier. All habits and all that. Ah, well, welcome to Camp Spring! Get it? Because it's a spring and also my name is Spring. I've been waiting to use that pun all day. Alright. Phase 1 of Operation Celestial, completely casual camping trip, complete! Now we have to set up the tent before sunset. I practiced in my living room 3 times. Broke a lamp, but I think I've got it now. So, minor tent situation. The 2-person tent I had ordered online turned out to be more of a 1.5-person tent. If that half-person was a very small child or a large dog, but we can make it work. Just means we'll be in close proximity for warmth. Scientific fact, shared body heat increases survival rates by 47%. Bryce from REI would be so proud right now. I'm pretty sure he's still waiting for a wedding invitation. I had to give him a fake email address after the 3rd time he sent me couples camping equipment catalogs. Whew. Alright, perfect teamwork. We'd definitely survive a zombie apocalypse together. I have a detailed plan for that too, by the way. It involves a lighthouse and sustainable algae farming. Now for the hot spring transformation. I brought biodegradable bubble bath, solar fairy lights, and a portable water heater that runs on battery power. It won't make the whole creek warm, but it can create a very small pocket of actually hot spring water. While that's setting up, want to help me gather firewood? I've read you're supposed to gather 3 times more than you think you need, which is good because my estimates are notoriously optimistic. So, I should warn you about dinner. I attempted to make camping paella. It's either going to be incredibly delicious or hazardous waste. There's very little middle ground with my cooking. 7 years of Girl Scouts. I got kicked out eventually for excessive experimentation with fire starting techniques, but the basics stuck with me. The stargazing should be perfect around 11 p.m. That gives us time for dinner, a soak in our hot spring, and proper dark adaptation for our eyes. I followed this recipe exactly for once. My therapist suggested that cooking might be one area where creative interpretation isn't always beneficial, especially after the blue spaghetti incident at my family's Thanksgiving. So, I have a confession to make. This trip isn't just about the meteor shower, although that's definitely happening, but really, I wanted some time with just us. Away from school and people with the whole high school hierarchy thing. I know I come on strong. I talk too much. I make weird jokes when I'm nervous, and I definitely cross several personal boundaries with my elaborate research into your favorite snacks and music, but underneath all that, I really like you. Not just in a you're the shiny new student way, and you actually listen when I talk and you don't seem terrified by my intensity way. Really? Because I've been analyzing our every interaction with a spreadsheet checking positive responses versus polite tolerance. The data was promising, but statistics can be manipulated. The hot spring should be ready now. I brought swimsuits! Unless you forgot yours, which means... I'm kidding. I packed extras in 3 different sizes based on careful observation and educated guessing. Even though this isn't a real hot spring, it's pretty magical, right? Like something out of a movie? Quirky indie coming-of-age film, not a horror movie, where campers get hunted by forest creatures. Though I did bring my bear spray, just in case. The show should be starting soon. I brought us these big fluffy towels for after our soak. We can lay them on the ground for optimal star viewing. I also have hot chocolate with cinnamon. My mom's secret recipe. The secret is a concerning amount of cinnamon. There! Did you see that one? Make a wish! That's not actually an astronomical tradition, but it should be. What did you wish for? No, don't tell me. Unless you want to. Wait, I'm not supposed to say it out loud. But it may have involved you. And me. And possibly not failing our chemistry exam next week because multitasking wishes is efficient. I've never seen anything so beautiful. Is this okay? I'm trying to be less impulsive with the whole touching thing. My therapist gave me a flowchart for appropriate physical contact progression. I think hand-holding was week 3, but I'm accelerating the timeline. This is nice. Just us and the universe. Did you know that some of these meteors are dust from a comet that's been orbiting the sun for thousands of years? We're basically watching cosmic history burn up in real time. Can I tell you something? Before I met you, I had this whole plan for senior year. I was going to focus on my college applications, finally perfect my blue cookie recipe, and definitely not develop any intense crushes that would take over my entire thought process. That last part is obviously not working out, but I'm kind of okay with that because you're not like other crushes I've had. You don't seem freaked out by my everything. And you came camping with me based on a hand-drawn map and the promise of possibly a fictional hot spring. That's either very brave or slightly concerning for your self-preservation instincts. You know what else is a fun astronomical fact? When you look at the stars, you're seeing them as they were in the past. Light takes time to travel, so maybe somewhere in the universe, there's a planet where someone is just now seeing the light from Earth at the exact moment we met. Isn't that wild? Sorry, I'm talking too much again. I do that when I'm nervous. And being this close to you definitely makes me feel nervous. The good kind of nervous, like butterflies. But if the butterflies were taken a physics exam they didn't study for. You don't need to be nervous. Despite evidence on the contrary, I'm actually not expecting anything. Just being here with you is more than enough. Although, I've been thinking about kissing you since approximately 3 minutes after you sat next to me in English class. That's 43,200 minutes of contemplating the statistical probability of this exact scenario, which according to my calculations, it was about 17%. Not great odds. But I've always been an optimist. But I don't want to pressure you. No pressure whatsoever. Zero pressure. Although I did pack mint breaths for both of us. Again, just being prepared. Really? You're sure? Because once you kiss me, fair warning, I'm going to analyze every microsecond of it and probably create a commemorative scrapbook, complete with star charts mapping the exact position of the constellations at the moment it happened. I think the universe is giving us a sign. That was statistically significant. We should probably verify the results with further testing for science. I should tell you something else. Something I haven't told anyone yet. I applied to the same colleges as you. All 5 of them. Plus 2 backups in case my grading chemistry tanks after spending all classes staring at you instead of the periodic table. You're not mad? Most people would find that level of coordination creepy. My therapist suggested I inform you rather than letting you discover it through freshman orientation. Progress! This might sound weird, although at this point that's probably expected from me, but I feel like I've been waiting for this moment. Not just tonight, but you. Like, all my weird interests and oversharing tendencies and color-coded binders were preparing me for someone who wouldn't run away screaming. And don't worry, I'm not planning or wedding yet. That scrapbook is still in the draft phase. Kidding, sort of. But seriously, Thank you for coming on this adventure with me. For giving the weird girl a chance. We should probably get some sleep eventually. The tent situation remains slightly problematic size-wise, but on the plus side, you'll be protected from bears by both my bear spray and my endless sleep-talking about quantum physics. For tomorrow, I have a whole itinerary planned, including a hike to a supposedly haunted abandoned fire lookout tower and a picnic featuring my latest experimental sandwich creation, marshmallow brie and a blackberry jam on sourdough. It sounds weird, but trust me, it is life-changing. Maybe we could do this again sometime. I'm thinking about a midnight planetarium break-in next. I know a guy who works in security there too. This apparently runs in the family. This whole befriending security guards for illicit educational activities thing. Well, ta-da! Our 5-star accommodations. Maybe more like 2-star. If the stars are very small and close together. Just like we'll be. I promise to respect all appropriate boundaries. My therapist would be so proud of this moment of personal growth. Although I should warn you, I've been told I sometimes recite the periodic table in my sleep. Only the noble gases, though. I have standards. Hey, for what it's worth, this has been the best night of my life. Regardless of the questionable hot spring, potentially bird-filled woods, and tent clearly designed for hobbits. Sweet dreams. May your sleep be as peaceful as a quantum particle that stopped moving in absolute zero. Too nerdy? Yeah, that was too nerdy. I'll work on my romantic pillow talk. Good night. And just so you know, in the morning, I'll probably be watching you sleep for at least a few minutes before you wake up. Not in a creepy way, in a appreciating this unbelievable moment way. My therapist says intent matters. Best camping trip ever. Okay, so the meteor shower peaked at 11:23 p.m. We've consumed approximately 1.2 liters of cinnamon hot chocolate, and according to my biometric tracker, your heart rate has increased by 22% since we entered the water. Which could be due to thermal expansion from the heated pool or other variables. Full disclosure, I may have exaggerated the strictly platonic nature of this trip when describing it to your parents and my therapist and that park ranger who gave us the permit. But, in my defense, statistical probability suggested a 78% chance of romantic escalation given our shared proximity and lack of cellular reception. Wait, before we proceed with whatever this is becoming, I need to establish parameters. I drafted a verbal consent flowchart with color-coded options and safe word system. The safe word is supernova, or entropy, whatever feels more natural in the moment. Are you sure this is okay? Not just spring being spring okay, but actually wanted? Because I've run 17 different personality compatibility algorithms on us, and while the results were highly favorable, I don't want to assume... Okay. Flowchart, irrelevant. Noted. But I need you to understand, I've researched this extensively. Not just the technical aspects, though I did refresh my knowledge of erogenous zones using peer-reviewed studies. More about how to be present. How to... stop overthinking every gasp and just... feel... New rule, no laughing at my documentation. Yes, I brought lubricant and dental dams and pH balance wipes for post-coital hygiene. What? A responsible camper prepares for all, oh god, all scenarios. Fascinating. Your... tactile experimentation aligns perfectly with my hypotheses about your dominant... subdominant... Wait, no. Dominant, definitely. Definitely dominant. Board analysis. Is she hating? Shut up and kiss me, protocol. I need to revise my earlier statement. This isn't a slightly warm creek. This is geothermal epiphany. Do you know what happens when magma intrudes on sedimentary rock? Me neither right now. More. Wait. Condom. I have three varieties. Latex free, ribbed, and cosmic glitter edition from the sketchy gas station. Let's avoid the glitter. Unless you're feeling experimental. Hypothesis confirmed. Friction coefficient exceeds expectation. Notes: had ambient wilderness arousal is variable in future studies. Oh god, don't stop. But also, consent check. Green. Muscle density 18% higher than visual estimates. Adorable. I mean, doable. Fuck. Deploying emergency thrust matrix. Yes. Data collection complete. Statistical significance off the charts. You're peer reviewed. Post coital analysis. Optimal serotonin release detected. Minor abrasions on left flank. Apply antibiotic ointment later. And tentatively proposing a follow-up study. Title: Thermal Transfer in Shared Sleeping Bags, a Case for Prolonged Skin-to-Skin Contact. Wait, did I remember to pack warning after contraception? Yes, Plan B plus vitamin supplements to mitigate side effects. I was prepared. Now, let's test the pulse death limits.